Seattle writer David Schmader moved to Seattle after finishing 4 years of acting school. When he got here, he discovered he had a problem. He hated auditioning.
Which is a huge part of it. Like, I had spent 4 years swimming around in theatrical emotion, but like the actual show up for an audition and be judged by someone you don't know every day was like, oh, surprise, I don't like that part.
So David Schmader began to write plays. One of those plays caught the attention of the Stranger's Dan Savage. Savage asked him to turn his plays into essays for the paper. Those essays led him to a 16-year-long career writing a column called Last Days. Well, now Schmader has taken a new job with the Greater Seattle Bureau of Fearless Ideas. It's a nonprofit formerly called 826 Seattle. They're trying to help kids learn how to write. He told Jeannie Yandel about the new gig and why he decided to leave the Stranger.
The first few years, it was before the internet or before the huge media revolution on the internet. So it was cutting things out of the PI morning edition and waiting, you know, and having a little folder. And there was a lot more kind of cityscape stuff of just like, I saw someone cutting their toenails on the bus and we should discuss this. And then once the internet media revolution happened and there was all the stories in the world, it became more about curating of like, okay, what earns a place in here? What kind of stories are we sick of? And I got to emphasize the parts of the world I like and make the heroes that maybe wouldn't have been the heroes in the original report. So that kind of turned into a separate thing of like, okay, what earns a place in here? And I now have more than enough material. So it was more about like what adds up to a meal, like yeah. What fits together in one thing.
I hadn't thought about how just the mechanics of doing a job like that would change over the last 16 years. But of course you would go from clipping little things in the PI to like having this massive amount of choice just looking at the internet and reading all of these different stories. What did you learn about news stories over that time? I mean, you had a really interesting vantage point watching how news stories changed and what you had access to.
For the most part, there was a kind of homogenization of storytelling over the years as just there were fewer people doing original content and more people doing what I did, which was just like taking a story and adding some personality and flair and repurposing it. And that's kind of the name of the game, minute to minute on the internet. It's amazing to see like a story. I guess it was that New York Magazine story with Bill Cosby's many accusers on the front. This amazing thing, deep dive that they did. And then you got to see every other major news organization do like 10 things I learned from the New York thing that you could read and totally skip over this amazing wealth of work and commitment in the original New York thing. So the acceptance of like that we're all kind of preying on these same stories and who can export the most delicious treat from it. And it sounds creepy and it is.
I'm talking with David Schmader, and after 16 years, he left The Stranger, the weekly paper here in Seattle. He wrote the Last Days column. He wrote lots of other things in the paper. I think I have an idea of what your answer is going to be here, but why did you decide to leave?
The game really changed. The job really changed, and the landscape of like media and print journalism. And in that world, as it fell apart, The Stranger really has held on. Like it's a survivor, and it was very exciting to help it survive. But over the course of the years, like the workload just exploded and the level of expertise required diminished. And there was just kind of this sense of, I used to have, you know, a wealth of time to write a few words. And then there was a tiny amount of time to write a whole bunch of words. And for a long time, it felt like, oh, we're working to get ourselves back to something. Like we're getting over this hill and things go back to normal. And eventually realize things have really changed. And I mean, to answer your question, there was just less interesting expressive writing and more kind of keep the paper alive, calendar blurbs. There were so many smart, engaged people working with Paul Constant and Jen Graves and Charles Medede and Bethany Jean Clement. And just even when it was miserable, it was like all of us like, we're all being overworked together and we can do it. We're going to do it. And the overwork was just, it's just in every industry. It's just doing more with less is the handy way of summing it up. Also, there's a thing of like no one goes into alternative media to get rich. So part of the pay is freedom and fun. And as the freedom and fun kind of diminishes, you're like, wow, not enough pay. I'm amazed that like a playwright stuck it out 15 years. Like it was such an amazing relationship. I'm so grateful for getting the opportunity. I had a wonderful time and it was like, it's time for me to go. And right when I said that, I got approached with another position, halftime, but still really lovely.
So you're now the creative director at the Greater Seattle Bureau of Fearless Ideas, and the mission of that place is basically to help kids write, in part through teaching, through tutoring, through workshops. Why was that the thing you wanted to do?
I've been teaching at Hugo House. I didn't study writing. And after I wrote that first play and it held water and people took it seriously and was like, oh, you're a writer now. I was like, that play came out of a panic attack and a deadline. And I was like, I need to learn how to write. So I did this kind of homeschooling with like a collegiate composition book, and Strunk and White, got very involved with Strunk and White. And the few books that like were filled with sentences I loved, I reread over and over, and it seemed to work. And I kind of turned that into this writing class of like, this is how you talk yourself through the terrifying parts. This is how you can always keep your pen moving, whether you have an emotion that may want, what, no matter how you're feeling, like, here's a way to approach any idea and get it down on paper in words that will make sense to someone else. And then that brought out this weird, like, maternal side of me. I think The Stranger, like, you're allowed to be as judgy and prickly as you want. And if a young playwright puts on a play and requires the audience to sit there for an hour in the dark and watch, and if that's not good, I get really angry. But if someone is like, I would like help to become a better writer, my heart explodes and I turn into Oprah Earth Mother. I'm like, I will do anything to help you. So this was a lovely opportunity to just, like, take it there. And the creative director angle for, they call it the shortened version, is BFI, for Bureau of Fearless Investigations. And they're very stylized in everything they do. And I'm kind of overseeing all their word output. I'm kind of like the designer of their words and their wordy output, which is great because all that concision sport I've been honing over last days is like has a new home without as much trauma and horror. It's mostly just like writing newsletters to volunteers. It's lovely. There's no more babies in microwaves. Knock wood.
That's now that you've said it out loud. Well, my understanding of the Greater Seattle Bureau of Fearless Ideas, like I just said, it's to help kids learn how to write. The goal is to get them past that fear that you were talking about, that sort of panic of what am I doing, figuring out how to deal with concision, basically how to tell their stories.
Uh-huh. And that it's valuable. There's something that really like lit me up. I like teaching kids, like, you get to put a frame around your own art and you are the source that the rest of the world is like trying to find out your opinions. So clearly your opinions matter, and getting them to realize, oh yeah, your stories have value. You can put a frame around your experience no matter where you are, and it becomes valuable.
David Schmader, former writer for The Stranger, now creative director at the Greater Seattle Bureau of Fearless Ideas, which helps kids learn how to write. He spoke with KUOW's Jeannie Yandel.